Hey, you got the morning show here on Raglan Community Radio. Shona, welcome.
Morning, Aidan.
So Shona's coming from the old school to talk to us about, well, first of all, there's a big garage sale this weekend.
Yep, that's our really big event happening at the moment. We're accepting donations now, quality donations. Welcome.
Yeah,
drop off 10 to 1.
It's a big fundraiser and folks, you need to help out, otherwise Shona will have to work for free next year.
And also it's really fun.
Well, yeah, that's a better reason.
It's really fun to have this massive garage sale and, like, you know, all kinds of things from all kind of different households, you know, instead of just being one household stuff.
So people can drop off from today, or from yesterday, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've already got a nice pile coming along, and sorting's underway.
Okay.
All the way up till Saturday, 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll accept drop-offs till then.
Okay. And what sort of things are you wanting and not wanting for the drop-offs?
Well, we're wanting, just everything except for large household items, like we can't manage sofas or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
CDs and DVDs, sadly, nobody wants them. And electrical items, unless they've been tagged and tested, we can't sell them.
Yeah, and you haven't got anyone on board to do that.
No, we haven't. Although, yeah.
You're an art centre, so you have
an electrician on
tap for testing things. Okay, and I noticed too on the poster that you're taking baked goods even. Are you baking?
Yeah, well, our lovely Sherry Coulson is going to be running a little cafe. And she'll have some sushi and some cakes and some things that are being donated from local businesses, plus things that are homemade.
Okay.
And she'll be making coffee and tea and so on.
Plants?
We've got some house plants already, and we've got some people who have said they're bringing in garden plants as well. So
okay.
Just anything. Anything you think people might want to buy.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what people like to buy, so we know what we like to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And so you can, at the stake, people can bring that stuff around. Oh, what are your general opening hours? If we turn up at 6 in the evening, you're not going to be there, are you?
No, 10 to 1 for drop-offs. We've got volunteers there to take things in and organise them and sort them and so on. So
okay.
That would be great. And then come along to the actual garage sale.
Where are you stashing them?
In the gallery.
Oh, actually in the gallery.
Gallery gets used for all, it's useful for all kinds of things.
It's going to be a very interesting exhibition if you walk in on Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, we've got other events in the other rooms, but sort of we have a plan. Max has made up a schedule. We'll be expanding into the whole art centre by Sunday.
Okay, right. So it will be all inside the.
We'll see what the weather does. If the weather's good, we'd like to be outside. But you know, either way, we can manage.
It's looking a bit unpredictable at the moment for Sunday.
Yeah.
So
if the weather's bad, we will be inside. Either way, it'll go ahead.
Okay. All right. And 100% of profits go to the old school.
Yep.
Is it a volunteer thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. All right, what else is happening coming up at the old school next little while?
And we've got exciting news about the clay classes.
Yes.
We have managed to get a third kids class open on Tuesday afternoons with Megan Hockley, so we actually have some spaces for once.
Right, because it sells out so fast when you've
been
a week.
Yeah. This one, literally, it was like less than 24 hours and the first two classes had gone. We've really got to, get some more provision out there, so... There's still four places left in the Tuesday afternoon one. So
okay.
Getting quick. If you've been looking for one, you haven't been able to get in, now's your chance.
So that's at just Old School Arts Centre website. What is it called? Yeah, raglanartscentre.co.nz.
Yeah. And then find workshops. Look for workshops on the top menu and you find them.
Quick.
Also,
do it now.
Also exciting.
Yeah.
We started running a teens workshop last term, which was quite expensive because, it's only 8 kids, so we can make it really quality. And obviously they use more materials than the kids do. We want to give them, so we've got a sponsor who's going to fund half of the cost of that.
Right.
So it'll just be $90 per student, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So who's the sponsor?
Yeah.
You can't tell us yet?
Anonymous.
Really?
In the community. Community sponsor. It's not a funder like Waikato, like Creative Community or something. It's a private individual who's supporting
private
these classes.
And not a business, I thought. Because normally in my head at the radio station, people come to sponsor so we can tell them who they are. So I was immediately like, who is this person?
Yeah,
so
we have a few people who regularly give money and don't want it talked about. They just want to
Well, that's good. That's perfectly fine. And they just...
Yeah, it's such a generous offer.
Obviously, they think the arts is important for young people to be involved in the arts.
And so do we. We'd really like to get this class filled so we can show them that this is, a need that we have.
Yeah, get it established because people aren't used to thinking that there's one for that age group.
So that's, and it's just great to have that kind of financial support so we can make it more accessible.
Yeah.
So that one is on Mondays from 5:30 till 7 with Belinda Thomas. Same dates as the kids, starting 21st of October through to the 2nd of December.
Okay, term four. Yeah. Do we know much about Belinda Thomas? Do you know Belinda? Like,
yeah, I do. I know Belinda very well.
She's an artist herself.
She's an artist herself. She's tutored our kids' classes and done other arts and done some other adult classes for us, but also other adult.
Right. So she's experienced at doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, she is. And she works up at the school, so she knows a lot of families.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And for the adults, I know there's a couple of arts classes that are just, or clay classes that are wrapping up at the moment. Are they?
Nothing at the moment. I'm actually having a meeting.
I think there's been some, or they've just finished or something.
We haven't got anything at the moment.
Right.
I'm having a meeting with the clay shed team this afternoon, so hopefully we'll get some dates pinned down for term four there.
Okay, yeah. For the adults.
And what we are seeing is that we're having a lot of interest in the clay shed still, a lot of people wanting to join and do clay and learn, but maybe finding it more difficult to find money for some of the classes, yeah.
Oh, the customers are a little shortchanged.
Well, I think just not having as much disposable income, eh? Mm. We're all feeling a bit like that just now, I certainly am.
I think I sometimes feel like the country's, we talked ourselves into it.
Well, there is that. Consumer confidence is a big thing, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what we'll probably be looking at is trying to find some maybe shorter workshops that can just introduce people to the principles and then they can, you know, come and join the clay shed and maybe do a course in a year's time when they're feeling more, hopefully have more consumer confidence.
Something, what can we do? Spend money locally and then confidence will be in Raglan at least.
Yeah. Well, the clay shed itself is certainly pumping. It's not like that it's just that the... We're just wondering if for new people it feels like a big investment.
They're just holding back. Okay. Now, the garage sale is this weekend, Monster Garage Sale, and then the exhibition space will be open for something new?
Yeah, on Monday we've got the Arts Weekend artists dropping off for the preview exhibition.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome.
So is that two items per artist?
Yeah, two, and we've got 42 studios, so we'll have 84 fabulous works of art for you to enjoy.
And buy.
And buy, yes. Of course, we've still got the 300x300 section of it where every studio donates a piece that's 300mm by 300mm.
Yeah.
And we sell those for $200, which can be a real bargain.
Some of the artists sell their normal-sized work for quite large sums, I've noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really, it's a big part of our fundraising for the Arts Weekend because we keep that money goes to... 2025.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, so obviously the pieces that the artists, the other piece that they sell, the proceeds go to that and, a little bit to the Arts Weekend Commission, but mostly to them. So yeah, so that's, and it's always really fun to see as well how they deal with that challenge of having a very restricted format.
Yeah, some of them would be easy and others, they would find that, really. But that can be... forcing people into a corner like that can actually often drive some interesting creativity.
Yeah, a challenge.
So,
That's what we're saying, that we found the clay shed was giving people a theme. So, if you restrict them, we said shades of white, it's got to be white or it's got to be...
That's really restricting things.
Yeah, and you get some interesting results.
Yeah,
Anyway, so they're dropping off on Monday and then we'll be busy setting up the gallery ready to be open to the public on Friday.
Okay.
Friday, 10 o'clock, and then every day until... the end of Raglan Arts Weekend, which is the 28th of October.
And I see, because the Raglan Country and Blues Festival is on at the same weekend,
mm-hmm.
you've even fitting in a little bit of music at the old school as well. I've just picked up the leaflet here.
Yeah, we are. We're very happy to have them. We've been working with them. We've helping them to promote their festival because it's all about making Raglan a really fabulous place to be on Labour Weekend with lots of stuff happening.
Yeah, that's going to draw... what is traditionally a busy weekend is going to draw a lot of people to town. So, hope all the cafes are ready to get enough staff and all that kind of thing. The gig, but it is involving Penny Feather, Fred Moe, and Shane Hurricane Wills. I don't know if they're individually or together or quite what's happening, but that's the names.
I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, it's not your job to organise the music.
Exciting to find out, huh?
Yeah. Also the Writers' World, the Whangaroa Writers' World, the latest or the next batch of events is coming up mid-October. Oh, no, through October. I'm looking behind you at
the
poster.
Well, we have our usual Writers' Club and Readers' Clubs, which are towards the end of the month.
Ah, yeah.
But the interesting bit about that is we've got some workshops happening. One on Friday, the 11th of October, 5:30 till 7.
Yeah.
Which is with Tina Shaw, and it's about... how you create a fictional world in any kind of genre, not just like not necessarily sci-fi, but just any kind of, yeah.
So or in your life in general?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe that's a way to cope.
And so what kind of book you read.
Yeah.
So she's got some personal experience to share, and she's got some fun sort of exercises for people to do. So I think that should be really valuable.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we've got a whole day of workshop for writers. Now, some of these are ones that were planned for the workshops at the beginning of June, which were then cancelled because we weren't sure about the power cut and what was happening.
Right.
There was a lot of uncertainty and people saying they didn't know if they'd be here or going away. Or,
was that the time of that 2-day power cut?
Yeah. Right. So a lot of, and it actually turned out fine, didn't it? But we just so much uncertainty that it was cancelled. So there's a couple of those workshops coming back, plus some new ones. And that's all on, you can find details on our website or and buy tickets on creativeraglan.co.nz.
And I see I'm looking at the names. Anita Arlov, Ben Brown. Have we talked to Ben Brown?
I'm not sure. He was one of the ones that was scheduled before. He's talking about the Whakapapa of Korero.
I just remember the name. Yeah. Mandy Hager, who I have interviewed many years ago. She's Nikki Hager's sister. And
she's talking about character, about building character-driven writing.
Yeah, yeah. She's a great author in her own right.
Anita Arlov, talking about flash fiction.
Flash fiction.
Yeah, I think that's like sort of, you know, getting an inspiration and writing quickly off that, not spending. I'm not entirely sure though.
Okay, all right.
It's one for the writers, not for me.
And Anne Neville and Tina Shaw, who are locals, and we definitely talked to Anne before.
Yeah, they'll be running a workshop about publishing, about all about that, how to get yourself published, what you need to know, where do you go, who do you ask.
Yeah, so that's how do people sign up to that?
Creativeraglan.co.nz. You can book tickets on there. Tina's workshop on Friday evening is just $15, and then the full day is $80 or $60 for $60 for Raglan Community Arts Council members and $80 for non-members.
That's good for an all-day writing course with those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they've got some really quality people coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so our folks, we're talking to Shona from the Old School, and I think is that everything?
Yeah, that's it. You said you've got Joy Demi coming in to talk about her music, so...
Yeah, probably on the phone, but yeah, when's she due? 10th of, is that 10th? No, 4th of
She's
October.
She's the 4th of October, so pretty soon. And then the 4th of October, we also have a movies weekend. I'm not going to be here next week to tell you about that.
So. Ah, should we just mention what they are then? Do we know?
Yeah.
Here we go. We've got them on the screen there.
Ghostlight, which is the one about the power of... drama, live theatre.
Yes.
Yep, that's on Saturday at 5 p.m. And then Marguerite's Theorem, that's one we haven't shown before. It's a French movie, subtitled again, about a mathematician.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think it's not just about the mathematics, obviously, it's about her.
Yeah, so that's
her journey.
That's Saturday night, and then on Sunday afternoon.
The Forge, that's another faith-based movie.
Yep.
They seem to be running quite well. A lot of people who are interested in them and Christian movies.
So you had that one a few weeks ago about a musical family.
Yeah, Unsung Hero. Yeah.
Yeah. So that went down well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got them still coming. This is the only time this one's scheduled to show at the moment. So if you do want to see it, then that's the 6th of October.
Okay. And that's all.
Yep. Thanks, Anne.